The proposal drew swift opposition from Governor Gavin Newsom and other California leaders. In response, U.S. Senator Alex Padilla of California, a member of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, and North Bay Representative Jared Huffman, the ranking Democrat on the House Natural Resources Committee, held an emergency virtual press call with other Democrats to respond to the plan, denouncing what they call a sweeping giveaway to big oil.
We're here because President Trump just put out what we believe is an asinine pro-polluter plan to open up our coast to offshore drilling. This is not just a little bit of offshore drilling. This is the entire California coast, every inch of Alaska, even the eastern Gulf of Mexico, despite pushback from Florida's Republican senators. Basically, everywhere big oil has been salivating to drill for decades, but shockingly, not Mar-a-Lago. That is what we're talking about here today.
Congressman Huffman says California has been fighting offshore drilling proposals for at least three decades, including during Trump's first term in office. Senator Padilla says Californians have already lived through the consequences of drilling.
We're not going to stand for it. Californians know all too well the history of the 1969 oil spill off the coast of Santa Barbara, which led to Earth Day as we know it today, not just in California, not just around the country, but around the world.
In 1969, an offshore well near Santa Barbara suffered a blowout, triggering one of the largest oil spills in United States waters. The consequences were so catastrophic, it helped to spark the modern environmental movement. It also led to new environmental protection laws that the Trump administration is currently seeking to roll back. Most of California's remaining offshore drilling operations are in the state's 24th congressional district in the Central Coast, covering Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo, and Ventura counties, a region represented by Congressman Salud Carbajal.
Where 21 of the 27 oil platforms exist.
He says his district has been ground zero for California's oil development.
Many of you might remember the devastating impacts of the 1969 Santa Barbara oil spill and the 2015 Refugio oil spill, where oil went into the ocean, both of which left oil-slick beaches, piles of dead marine wildlife, and a costly cleanup bill. Well, I'm here to tell you, with a loud voice, with my colleagues, our coast is not for sale. The Central Coast rejects new offshore oil drilling. We reject prioritizing big oil business interests over the people's interests. We reject Trump's executive overreach in our state's environmental policy.
Trump's new plan also calls for drilling off the Florida coast in the Gulf of Mexico.
Florida is a special place, but it is a fragile place, and our way of life depends upon clean water.
That was Congresswoman Kathy Castor, who represents the Tampa Bay region of Florida.
We feel betrayed. Drilling off of the coast of Florida is way too risky, and it is a slap in the face after the damage done by the BP Deepwater Horizon blowout in 2010. We're still recovering from that economic and environmental damage. We've really gone through the ringer with Hurricanes Ian, Helene, and Milton, just to name a few, and now this.
Studies, including a recent analysis from the World Weather Attribution Group, show that hurricanes are becoming more intense due to emissions from the oil and gas industry. However, the president describes climate change as, quote, the greatest con job ever perpetrated on the world, close quote. Megan Bivin, with True Transition, an oil and gas public policy collaborative, shared an inside look at the risks.
I come as the ghost of Christmas Future, a Louisianan who used to work for the Department of Interior, where I helped plan oil and gas lease sales. The Gulf is littered with this no longer producing rust because there aren't enough cops on the beat. And the Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement cops that exist do not have the tools to escalate enforcement. It is also because the threshold to bid on American offshore oil and gas is very low. The two requirements include an American corporate address and a pulse in no particular order. Before we venture into new American frontiers, I think it's fair to demonstrate competent management of the existing heart of the OCS in the Gulf of America.
And with House Republicans so far unwilling to condemn the proposal, Associated Press reporter Matt Brown posed this question.
So if I could just follow up to that, does that mean that defeating it is not going to happen through Congress? In other words, that it's going to have to be through lawsuits or maybe the administration changing?
It'll happen when we take back the House of Representatives and the Senate in a little over a year.
California has not seen any federal leases since the mid-1980s, although drilling from existing platforms continue. Senator Padilla and Congressman Huffman recently led more than 100 lawmakers in urging President Trump and Interior Secretary Doug Burgum to immediately halt any plans to open new leases. They've also introduced the West Coast Ocean Protection Act, which would permanently ban new oil and gas leases off the coast of California, Oregon, and Washington. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.